Welcome to An Attitude of Gratitude, episode 51 of Co-Creating Peace, a series about conscious communication and conflict transformation. I'm Kathleen Owigon. When nothing seems to be going your way, your best laid plans are thwarted by the fates, and it feels as though the bird of paradise is leaving droppings on your head, it is so easy to go into a dark, desperate, and angry place in your psyche. It's tempting to scream, "Why me?" or "Screw you" to the universe and the powers that be, or to even vent that anger and frustration on some poor, undeserving soul who crosses your path. I speak from current experience as I sit in a hotel room where I have been stuck for the last week by snowstorms that interrupted my road trip to be with my family for the Christmas holiday and ruined my chances of being with loved ones or even in my own home for any part of this holiday season. I'd be a liar if I said I didn't get extremely upset or that I haven't cried more than once as this ordeal has continued, and I sit here trapped in a place I don't enjoy and where I know no one. There have been times when I wanted to rage, stomp my feet, do something to vent my frustration and disappointment. What has gotten me through this, and will continue to do so, is reminding myself of all there is to be grateful for. Having an attitude of gratitude. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But first, the quote for today. Today's quote is an Owigon original, which came to me as I was writing this podcast. Gratitude gives birth to the knowledge that we are blessed, even in times of darkness and strife. It gives us the vision to see the good in what is and the possibilities for what can be. You may be wondering how the topic of having an attitude of gratitude relates to the theme of this podcast, conscious communication and conflict transformation. The attitude with which we approach the situations that arise in our life impacts how we experience life and how others experience us. When we focus on all that is wrong, all that isn't working as we want it to, all the things we don't have, we fill our vision and our heart with darkness. We become unable to see the blessings that are right in front of us. We become angry and bitter. We develop sharp edges in our personality. We often hurt people with those sharp edges, whether we intend to or not. Our anger and bitterness bleeds out of us onto others, our darkness overshadowing their light. Needless to say, this can cause others to become upset and conflict to result from that. And when we forget to communicate to others the things about them that we are grateful for, feelings may get hurt and the relationship bonds weakened. An attitude of gratitude isn't about being in denial of all the things that aren't as they should be. It's about saying yes, but. I didn't get to spend the holidays with my family for the second year in a row. Last year because of COVID, this year because I got stranded on the highway in a snowstorm. Yes, but. Last year I chose to keep myself and my family protected from a serious illness, and I'm grateful that we are all healthy. This year, I found warmth and safety in which to wait out the storm. My family has checked in with me frequently throughout this ordeal to let me know that they love me and are supporting me. I brought my laptop with me so I don't have to get behind in my work. I had planned to be home in time to record this podcast in my studio. That plan was also thwarted by the storm. Yes, but. For my last birthday, my brother gave me a wonderful portable microphone so I can do this podcast when traveling, and I thought to bring it with me even though I didn't expect to use it. So with that and my laptop, I can still get this week's podcast out on time, even though the sound quality may not be quite the same as it is in my studio. Over 16 feet of snow have fallen in the mountains I have to go through to get home. The storm has left the highway snow-covered and dangerous, and quite frankly, I have moments of high anxiety when I think about driving home. I will need chains on my tires, and I haven't driven with chains on my tires in decades. The last time I did, they fell off. I'm scared that will happen again. Yes, but. A friend of a friend, someone I have never spoken to before this, has spent countless hours helping me figure out the best way to get home once the storm subsides. I've had plenty of time to practice putting chains on my tires in the hotel parking garage while waiting for the storm to run its course, and am much more comfortable putting them on and doing it correctly. The amount of precipitation this storm produced has made a huge dent in the years-long drought this area has experienced, and the forest fire season in 2022 may be far less severe than it has been in a very long time. Fewer forest fires mean more trees alive to keep our air clean, more habitat for animals, and more animals alive to keep our ecosystem in balance. This is an immeasurable blessing, and I am very grateful. Keeping my focus on blessings and all that I'm grateful for has kept me from having emotional meltdowns, reduced my fear and agitation, and has helped me to be mindful of how I relate to others, even if I am in a state of high emotion. I am not the only one who is suffering, and many are suffering far worse than I. I am reminded by the kindness of others toward me how powerful kindness truly is. So my attitude of gratitude helps me to see, think, and act positively, and to put positive energy into the world and into how I treat the people I encounter as I go through my day. I have found joy in so many things, large and small, by having an attitude of gratitude. If you haven't had this experience, I'm sorry. And I know that you can. Not sure how you'll get there from where you are or how to start? It's easier than you think. Grab a pen and paper, or ideally a journal. Write down every blessing in your life that you can think of, even if it's seemingly minor or didn't feel like a blessing at the time that it happened, or doesn't always feel like a blessing now, or perhaps is a mixed blessing. Think of everything in your life that you are grateful for, including and especially the things you usually take for granted. Are you able-bodied? Write that down. Perhaps you're not fully able-bodied. Focus on your gratitude for the aspects in which you are. Think about the strength you've developed to compensate for your limitations. Be grateful for those. My friend Richard lost his left arm below the elbow when he was 9 years old because of a doctor's ineptitude. Yes, Richard suffered and struggled for many years, and sometimes still does to this day. Yet somewhere along the way, he learned to focus on what he still had rather than on what he lost. He learned to use the elbow joint that remained as a sort of second hand, allowing him to be able to lift large heavy objects by using his 1.5 arms together, gripping one side with his left elbow. I have seen him lift an empty refrigerator by himself. He made it to minor league baseball because he figured out how to catch the ball, toss it in the air while he threw the glove off his hand, catch the ball again, and throw it. He is a heck of a batter because his right arm became so strong to compensate for his short left arm, and he could still use his left arm to stabilize the bat during the swing. He was so grateful that his arm hadn't been amputated higher than it was. He taught me a lot about the power of using gratitude for the blessings we have to create more blessings. Now, as you do this, it won't work for you if you follow your thoughts about a blessing or gratitude with the words, yes, but. Only use yes, but when you think about the challenges you face. Do you have food? Write that down on your list of gratitudes. Do you have a safe bed to sleep in tonight? Write that down. Perhaps you've lost loved ones. Can you be grateful nonetheless for the time that you had with them and for the loved ones who are still in your life? If so, write that down. Writing down all the things you're grateful for helps anchor them in your consciousness and gives you something to remind you when you're feeling inclined to focus on your challenges or all the things you don't have that you wish you did. Keep your list handy so that you can add to it whenever you recognize something else you're grateful for and for easy reference when you need a reminder. I keep my list in my phone, and I have a little chalkboard I picked up at the dollar store one Thanksgiving that is printed with the words, "I am thankful for," and has a space below to write things. I keep it by my bed, and every morning before I start my day, I write something I am thankful for. No matter how grumpy I am when I wake up, that practice brings me joy. It's become my favorite morning ritual. So rather than grieve what was or was not, celebrate what is and what can be. Have an attitude of gratitude, and your life will be so much happier. If you're having difficulty with this concept or want to learn more ways an attitude of gratitude can be applied in your life, I invite and encourage you to listen to some of the previous episodes of this podcast where I've discussed concepts related to this practice. They are episode 14, which I called "If You Change the Way You Look at Things, the Things You Look At Change," episode 29, "The Power of the Positive," and episode 30, "We See What We Believe." This week's podcast is shorter than its usual 30 minutes because I have to get it edited and on the air before I get back on the road this afternoon and make my way home, grateful that the storm is over, that the roads are being cleared, that I had a warm, safe place to ride out the storm, and that I have a warm, safe home to return to. On my list of things I am so very grateful for are you, my listeners. Thank you for being with me as we co-create peace in this world. I wish each and every one of you a safe, healthy, and joyful new year and a long, long list of blessings that you are grateful for. If you have ideas for episodes of this podcast or specific things you'd like to learn about conscious communication and conflict transformation, please let me know. I want this show to have a direct and positive impact on your life. I look forward to hearing from you with your requests for advice about conscious communication or conflict transformation. I will honor whatever level of confidentiality you want in my response. I'm also happy to answer any questions you may have about anything I've shared with you. All you have to do is email me at owegon@bridgesofpeace.com. That's OWEEGON at bridgesofpeace.com. I will reply within 2 business days. You'll be able to hear a new episode of Co-Creating Peace every weekend. This episode of Co-Creating Peace has been brought to you by Bridges of Peace, providing mediation, facilitation, training, and communication coaching services throughout the U.S. and around the world. Learn more about Bridges of Peace by visiting www.bridgesofpeace.com. Thank you for listening, and may you always find new ways to co-create peace in your life.